Hello and welcome to the Meat Improv with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabor.
The Meat is the improv and storytelling podcast. We bring on comedian guests to tell true, meaty stories from their life. But that's not all. Jake, what do we have in store for them after that?
We have, for our lucky winners and listeners, long-form improvised comedic scenes inspired by those stories.
Woo, that's right. And we're all winners today because we're doing it for free, no matter what. If you're a fan of the show or if you're interested in learning how improv works, we have a special bonus episode every week called The Potatoes, where Jake and I talk shop. We do a two-person set and analyze some of the things we did right and some of the foibles we make along the way on The Potatoes. And we also have a Discord channel. That's patreon.com/TheMeatImprov. That's all of our business. I guess we have a t-shirt store, but I don't care if you buy one of our shirts. I only get $2 from it. And I have to split that with Jake, and I have to bring it to my tax guy, which I my taxes last week. Okay, I'm a little loopy today. Let's get to our guests. You know, a lot of podcasts, they have like segments and traditions before they get started. Not us. This week on the show, we have two very special guests, both first timers from the Team Cosmo, Miriam Katz.
Hi, thank you.
Hi.
Should I not be talking yet?
No, thank that's great. Very much.
We like to orient our guests with our listeners with the guest voices. And Aaron Lichtansky.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Thanks Hello. For coming on.
Yeah, thank you both.
I'm very into the loopiness already. That is my style.
You know, who are we kidding? We might as well. I don't know. We're just kind of we're doing the thing. You know, it's been we're nearing the end of this whole damn thing.
Yes.
Some of us are vaccinated. Some are in between shots. You know, we're all just kind of counting days till we get to go out. And I don't even know what I'm looking forward to anymore. But, you know,
having a martini at Birds.
Yeah. That's right. That's what I did. I had a I had six martinis at Birds.
Wow. Did you really have six martinis?
Yeah.
Wow.
I really went for it.
Was it fun?
It was. It was fun to do like an in-person hug. We got to do the like
are we As hugging? Opposed to oh, we're not hugging.
Yeah. And then we got the classic app sampler. Sat in front of UCB in the dark, which was weird. And
did they extend it? Did they extend their
yes, but they didn't. I guess they can't do it in front of Franklin and Co. So for people who don't know what this is, Birds is a restaurant. Next to it is another restaurant called Franklin and Co. that is not open, but they are not putting their tables out in front of Franklin and Co. So they put them on the other side of Franklin and Co., but just one table. And it's a table for two. And Gilly and I sat in front of UCB and had
weird
six Did you martinis.
Ask for that table or it was totally random?
No, we did not ask for it. We thought we were getting a different table, and then they're like, you can have that one. And then Gilly and I were like, this is so weird. It felt like I know things are returning to like some sort of normalcy, but it felt like the end of the world. We were just like parked in the middle of the sidewalk, just like drinking our martinis while the world burned or whatever. It felt very weird. But it was great. I was so hungover. But you know, had a lot of martinis, had a nice app sampler.
What delightful. Are you like drunk?
I
Good question.
Thank you.
I usually retreat is my drunk that's my go-to nature is if I get really drunk I leave. I was one time at my friend's birthday party on Melrose. I might have told this on here. I got too drunk. There were a bunch of improvisers there. I got self-conscious. I sat in the bathroom like on the toilet, not like using it, just like trying to sober up, and was like, I can't sober up. And this was before I lived in LA. I had just come up to visit a friend, and I was like,
oh,
I'm going to,
so it was like fancy improvisers. Yeah. Like intimidating improvisers. Like, was like Josh Vincent there?
No. But Alex Ferney was there. And we had like an awkward conversation at a bar.
You sure I wasn't there?
Possible. Maybe you were there. I don't think you were there. And I was like, I'm too drunk. I gotta leave. And I thought I would walk back to my friend's house, who lives in Culver City.
Jake. For those that aren't familiar with Los Angeles, what's a good way to describe that? That's just far. That's way too far to walk.
Like another county away.
Yeah. Wait, where were you?
Melrose.
Yeah.
Like El Coyote area.
I guess that's not possible.
No, but I then was like, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to have to, I don't live here. I'm going to have to sleep under a bench or something. I was like super panicked. And then he wasn't my roommate at the time, but my roommate later, Ryan Rosenberg, I knew because we had taken 101 together. I called him and he lived in Santa Monica. He came and picked me up, found me. I was doing laps around a Jack in the Box because I didn't want to sit down because I thought I would pass out. So he found me doing laps around a Jack in the Box, picked me up, took me to his apartment in Santa Monica. He slept on the couch, let me sleep in his bed. And then we became roommates shortly after that. A little trial run. It's crazy, A, because that's not typically my behavior, and B, that was like one of the few instances he saw me outside of going to improv shows and still decided to be my roommate. Like, for all he knew, that was just like my MO of like, I'm gonna get trashed and try and walk 6 miles, you come find me. So there was a New Year's where I got too drunk before New Year's, and Gilly put me in a lift at like 10 o'clock at night.
Which one was that? Was that recently?
It would have been like 5 years ago or something like that.
Was it at UCB?
Yeah, it was at UCB Sunset.
There was only one New Year's party there.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I was at that one.
That was a good party.
Yeah.
You missed out.
Yeah, I missed out. I got really drunk because I was in an open relationship at the time. And the person I was dating.
End of sentence.
The person I was dating was like, maybe we don't go together. And I did not handle that well. I got super trashed. And Gilly found me outside hanging onto like a gate or something. And she was like, I gotta get you home. And she put me in a lift. It was like 10:30 at night.
It's funny that I asked you what you're like drunk and you were just like, I leave, as if then you are not drunk or something. Like you still didn't really answer the question. Like, are you like loud or obnoxious or quiet or, you know,
I think I get quiet and like, nobody's like, uh-oh, Jake's drunk again. They're like, uh-oh, where did Jake go?
Jake's doing laps around the Jack in the Box.
Yeah, Jake left.
That picture in my mind of you just doing laps.
I know.
Just strolling around the building. So that's kind of it for me.
Can I quickly tell you that story I was going to say about your Polish last name?
Yes, please.
Before we got on, Erin Liktanski said that her last name is Polish. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about this the other day because I went to Thailand. Boy, what was that now? 2018? 3 years ago? And I've made friends with this Finnish couple. Who I'm still friends with on Instagram and stuff. And I tried to explain to them the idea of like a Polish joke, like how, like in America, it's not so much a thing where we actually don't like Polish people or think they're stupid. It's like a type of joke where you say like, how many,
yeah,
I know I feel bad saying in front of you, but I asked you.
I was really surprised before that you were like, I want to save this. I was like, do you get it? I want everyone to hear this.
Well, no. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. And then I have something to share.
Well, it's kind of like a, to me, it's almost like, it's like a, how people would make blonde jokes, but like, it's almost less offensive than that. Like, it's just a type of, you fill in the blank with like, whatever. It's a type of joke. So I tried to explain to this Finnish couple the idea of like these Polish jokes, and they hated it. They were like, that's not cool. You can't be making jokes about Polish people. Like, I'm like exhausting the point of like, it's just a type of joke. It's not that I hate Polish people. I don't even know any Polish people. But then the next day I took a tour. I took a guided tour through the rainforest in this part of Thailand. And there was two Polish people on the tour, and they got lost. We had to like stop the whole tour and wait for them. And I came back, and I, cause the Finnish couple was like running the resort that I was staying at, or like they were like staying there for free, but they like were doing odd jobs around there. And I was like, you guys, I got news for you. And I told him, I was like, the only people that got lost on the tour, we had to stop the whole thing, were the two Polish people. And they still didn't think it was funny. I guess my question is, Aaron, is that funny to you?
Okay, so here's my take on it is like, when my family and I joke around about like one time, there was a funeral or a wedding or something, and I was in New York with my family.
I can't remember which it was.
Yeah, I don't remember. They're all Catholic, so it's like we were doing something, you know. And they're like, let's order pizza and weenies. And I was like, weenies. And they were saying wings, but I didn't know that because I'm not from upstate New York. I don't eat pizza and wings all the time. And so they made fun of me, like, oh, you're Polish. You didn't know we said pizza and wings. And then like when something happens, we can't figure it out, my aunt's always like, we're a bunch of Polacks, what do you expect? Da, da, da. And we all laugh. But if someone were to just that I didn't know very well came up to me and was like, hey, you dumb Polack, you know, what's wrong with you? I'd be like, okay. But so my dad is Polish,
like me.
Well, I wasn't going to say that since I'm a guest on your podcast. No, I'm just kidding. But no, it's like, I think it's like a generational thing where the offensiveness for me personally has, it's timed out. So like when my dad was courting my mom, the rumor has it that like my grandparents didn't like him because he was Polish. So I think in that era, there was a thing of like, you're a dumb Polak, we don't like you. And I don't think that applies now. I think the generations have gone by to where that's not the way. So I don't know if that makes sense. So now it could be funny, but I don't know if I'd laugh every time. That's my answer.
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't need to ask that.
That's fine. I don't care.
I brought it all the way back around for no reason.
I like, one of my good friends growing up was Polish. And like, I remember learning that type of joke from his dad, who was like, we're Polish. And then he was like, you know, how many does it take to screw in a light bulb or whatever? And I was like, I don't understand what, like, it was like confounding to me that that was like the way that, like, and I was a kid or whatever, but it was like, wait, what? I don't understand what you're telling me. Like, but it was that sort of thing in the sense of like, he told me that joke. Uh-huh. And then I would hear that joke later of like, how many lawyers does it take to screw in a light bulb? How many like psychiatrists does it take to screw in a light bulb? And it was always like, oh, I get. And then like, Josh, you were saying like, oh, like a blonde joke. It was like, how many blank does it take to do a thing? And then like, some of them were like the lawyer one would be like, two, one to do it and one to bill you for it or whatever. And it's like, okay, I guess. like it nice is one. Like it. Thanks. But that was like my introduction to it of like my friend's dad being like, we're Polish, here's a joke. And then it was like, I don't even understand Like, I didn't get it. Like, it was just like, okay, I don't, like, does that joke work with my family? Like, so yeah, that's been my experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think it originated because, like, I don't know with other cultures, you know, how it translates, but like someone who's Polish learning English, they speak very slow and very deliberate, and they make like a lot of, like, I don't know, one of my uncles, he had a very thick accent, and it's like people would make fun of him for saying like, oh, he sounds stupid or whatever. And I think it's just a, I don't know what you call it, like an immigrant thing.
Okay, so it's not cute. No.
But I think it's funny when my aunt says, like, oh, how many blocks does it take to do whatever? I laugh.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny that you were, like, insisting to these people that it's funny, not offensive. And they're like, no, I don't like it. Like, no, I'm telling you. It's good. It's good.
I didn't even clock it as something to be, like... offended by. I guess I'm not Polish. So that could be, but like, I didn't, when I like said it to the Finnish couple, I was like, no, it's not even like, I don't think Polish people are stupid. It's just,
yeah,
it's just like that. It's like an avenue to tell a dumb joke.
I think that's what it's become. Yeah. And I think initially it was more like, I'm going to own these jokes people are telling about us. I'm going to own these jokes people are telling about us so that I can laugh along rather than be laughed at.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm excited to meet. I'm excited to meet your girlfriend. I think this is gonna be fun. Your mom and I are both pumped. I mean,
great.
Anyone dumb enough to date a Jabor?
Oh yeah.
I mean, it is someone I'd like to try to wrap my head around. But
what
does she know? Have you told her all your Jabor jokes?
What? No.
Where is she?
We're not dummies.
Well, come on. You don't bring her in.
How many Jabors does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They can't handle it. They're too much of idiots.
Yeah.
Okay. That don't that tell so those funny. Kind of jokes.
Call a handyman.
Okay.
Run screaming. They're stupid.
Okay, well,
you know, sweetheart, you like these jokes a little too much. Can I just say this? You may, okay, that you know, we have fun and we tell the jokes, you know. You married into the family, you took my name, and I appreciate that, but
they're hilarious.
They are very funny. I mean, it's one of the perks of being a Jabor. Sometimes when you laugh, though, I feel like you're laughing at, but okay.
No, I think it's why I married you. It's hilarious.
Okay.
I'd love to meet this girl. Give me at her.
Hey guys, sorry I was late. I had to use the bathroom when I got here to Fridays. It's so good to meet you all.
Yes, this is my mom and my dad. This is my dad, nice Josh, you, and my mom, Miriam.
Nice to meet you, Mr. and Mrs. Jabor. I've heard so much about you.
Oh, the way you say the name even is funny.
I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Jabor.
That's perfect. That's great. Should we get an appetizer started? Or
I love the poo-poo platter appetizer.
Okay, great.
Uh-oh.
Am I I'm missing something? I think you guys have a family thing that I'm not privy to.
Well, I have a list here. I brought it of all of our family jokes here. Did one Jabor say to the other Jabor?
You don't have to answer this. It's not.
I'm not sure. I could take a guess. I really don't know.
No, guess, sure. Maybe you'll get
it.
Okay. What did one Jabor?
I hope you had a great. What's that?
This is really family lore. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
What did one Jabor say to the other Jabor?
Jake, you didn't prepare me for this. I didn't.
There's nothing to prepare for. It'll be a bad joke and we can move on. You don't stress over this.
Okay. Bad jokes.
I hope you had a great day. That's my guess.
That's a terrible guess. You have
maybe first thing in the morning. That actually
is okay. Hey.
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
I have nothing to say. I'm too much of an idiot. I can't even form sentences.
Mrs. Jabbour, I know you're a lawyer. And I really love your pantsuit. You look very smart and your bun is super tight. I feel like you come off as very smart. I don't follow.
Well, I'm married into the family, but these two. Huh.
We're just trying to show you, I don't know. It seems like Jakey really likes you and
Jakey.
And we're sort of, I don't know, maybe we're nervous, but part of the deal with dating a Jabbour is knowing all the Jabbour jokes and sort of getting in the spirit in good fun, Miriam.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
In good fun. And
tell us about you.
Okay. I've been at the school district for 10 years and I love third grade and it's great to be back in the classroom again. I got my vaccination about a month ago and good to go. Yeah.
Is that how you met Jake? He was auditing a couple of your third grade classes.
No,
I'm not an idiot.
I'm gonna stay out of this.
We see he stood up and he tucked his TGI Fridays tablecloth into his belt. he yanked some chips and salsa. untuck it. I stand up to help him. I tug it back the other way.
This is such good fun. Aaron, if you marry into this family, we're gonna have a great time making fun of these two.
What did you do? You zip it into your fly?
Get out.
Well, it's like all the way through.
How is it in your fly?
I don't know. I just got back from the restroom.
The server runs over. I'm so sorry. Do you need assistance? It seems like your flies are connected with your bib that you have stuck in both of them.
This is a tablecloth, sir. My bib is fine.
Oh, I'm so
the bib
sorry.
I brought the bib from home because I'm a messy eater. All right, let's get to the meat part of the podcast where a guest shares a true meaty story from their life. Miriam, you're up first. What would you like to talk about?
All right. Okay, this story took place some years ago when I was 24, I think. And I worked at this fancy art magazine and there was a reading at the new museum and it was like all these important authors reading. And I was like, you know, at a work event.
Is this New York? What's the new museum?
New York. Yeah.
Is it new like NU?
No.
Okay. I'm an idiot.
There is something called Benoia.
Okay.
Which is on the Upper East Side. This is downtown on Bowery.
Did you say art museum or art magazine?
I worked at an art magazine. This took place at an art museum.
Okay.
The reading associated with the magazine.
Okay.
So it was a Valentine's Day themed reading series. Everyone was like very smart and erudite and like read their little pieces about like romance or whatever the fuck. And then the final guy reading was Jonathan Ames. And he read this like incredible story about going down on a woman and there's blood suddenly and him not knowing if like it was her period or a nosebleed. And it was just like broke everything open. It's incredible. And like, it was so fun because everyone was so serious and the art world is so serious and everyone was like supposed to be talking about like love, but it was like, they probably didn't even use that word. You know, it was just like everyone is so like smart. And so it just like popped everything open. And I think like, no, I think people forgot you were like allowed to talk about regular stuff until he started talking, you know. It was also incredibly funny. And then afterwards, the publisher of Art Forum, who was like later like majorly me too'd, goes up to me and he's like, oh, like, who is your favorite? And I was like, oh, Jonathan by a mile. And he's like, oh, let me introduce you. So he introduces me to Jonathan, and Jonathan is like, hello, brown eyes. For the listeners, I have brown eyes.
So it'd be a bizarre move if you didn't.
Yeah. And he's like super, super drunk. And a few minutes later, the publisher is like, hey, everybody wants Jonathan at the dinner. And he's so drunk. We don't really think he's going to make it to the dinner. So can you take him to the Russian baths and sober him up and then get him to the dinner? And again, what? I say that the like publisher like was later me too.
Sure.
So, and I'm like, yeah, totally. I will totally do that. So the Russian baths are like, you know, a Korean spa. It's like very, very hot sauna baths kind of, but it's like extremely hot.
That's like a weird
logic. That, I think
it's weird to even like, if someone was like, Josh, you've had a little too much at this at this event, we're going to take you to the Russian baths real quick and then we'll take you back. I'd be like, what?
I think it was Jonathan's idea. I think Jonathan was like, I'm going to go to the baths. Because he had like a lifetime, what's it called?
Membership.
So I'm like, yeah. Even though like I'm trying to be like a fancy art person and like I really care about like a career in the art world at the time, mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, because I also really like fun. And I like think he's really cool. So we go.
Pause for just 1 second. So yeah. Did you know his work besides what he'd read that night?
Yes.
Because he's known, like, I have one of his early books, I forget what it's called, but he's known as like sort of being brutally honest about like being a like a aging bald piece of shit. Like he sort of talks about himself that way. I'm not like totally out of line saying that.
And also being like into adventure and experience and like,
yeah,
just doing everything, like just trying everything. Like his book, I Love You More Than You Know. No. I remember reading it and being like, oh, I feel so much less fucked up.
Yeah.
Like that's actually, I think like his purpose, like, and he's also a great writer, but it's like, you're sort of like, oh, cool. I'm allowed.
They're very like vulnerable.
Yes.
Stories often like humiliating sometimes or like owning. Like, yeah. I remember one where he talks about getting his balls shocked and like coming immediately. And I was like, okay.
But it's great. I find that so like satisfying. You're just like, oh, yeah, great. Let's live. Let's be ourselves. So yes, I did. I was familiar with him. And so we went to the roof of the Russian baths and we got stoned. And then we went into the Russian baths and it is hot in there. Like it's hotter than the Korean spots here. It's like, it is crazy. And then like, so we like hung out and had a really good time. And then like afterwards you like shower. So we like are trying to get to the dinner. We go to one restaurant of the dinner, but it's like the wrong location. And then we go to like a second location and finally get there. My like hair's wet. My like makeup is smudged. You know, I've like really, I look fucked up. And then also right before we walk into the dinner, I'm like, hey, I am more fucked up than I've ever been in my whole life, my young life. Like, what did you give me? Like, what was in that joint? Uh-huh. And he's like, oh, no, you just got vaporized. So I guess like that's like a big thing that people do. They like get stoned and then go and you basically hotbox yourself.
Oh,
I don't know how the science works, but this is what he tells me, that I got vaporized.
That makes sense.
I was like, I had totally never been this on drugs my whole life. So I'm like, fucking here's nothing. And so we like get seated at like the fancy people's table with like all the fanciest writers and gallery dealers and like just all these people. And I'm super young and I really like care about the art world. So I'm like trying to be put together and trying to be like smart and trying to like, you know, rise some ladder or something. But I am like out of fucking control. And like New York is a little bit less like into weed than LA is. Like I feel like LA is just like whatever, but New York is more like a drinking town. Mm-hmm. And also I just felt like so young and like whatever. So I, I'm seated next to like a very important dealer, and I'm trying to talk to this like art dealer and be like, yes. You know, and also the art world already, I'm kind of always trying to catch up because everyone's talking about like Kant or whatever. And so I'm just like, and he's talking to me and I'm really fucking trying to not be stoned, which is like the worst feeling in the world. And then at some point I'm like, I have to tell him because otherwise he's going to be like, this girl is so dumb. And so I was like, I'm a little bit stoned. And he was like, that's okay. And I was like, oh, and I just like was so happy he said, that's okay.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, thank you. He's like, yeah, you should be however you want to be. And I was like, oh, like it just felt so good to hear that I could like be however. And then I was like, thank you. I love you. Oh. And then he's like, I love you too. And just like, it turned out he was like from California and like did not give a shit and was just like totally let me be however. And I ended up like having this awesome time. But it was like such a funny, like trying so hard to be put together.
Yeah.
And then, having someone like finally let you. And yeah, and now I talk to both of those people and like became friends with both of those people.
Wow.
And it's funny, like, you know, you can do all your like put together stuff. And I think especially in your 20s, you're kind of like, this is how we do things and like try. And then it's like, yeah, maybe also just hang out. Don't be so good all the time.
Yeah, I love that.
Wow.
How long had you been working at the place? I missed that.
Like 3 years.
Okay.
Four. So I started working there right out of college.
Did it? What, when he was like, let's go to the roof and smoke a joint, were you like, did that take any coaxing? Like, were you like, maybe we don't? Or were you just like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like,
I think I was like, I think I was a little nervous, but not like, oh, something bad's going to happen. I was just sort of like, what's going to happen? But I, I wanted a life experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Like, he was actually like very nice, you know, I mean, not so weird that he was like nice to a girl in like a tight blue leather skirt, but like, you know what I mean? Like he was being very, he's actually very great.
Yeah. He seems like a great hang.
Yeah. So I think I was like, yes, I didn't feel pressured. I was like, cool.
What a story. Oh my gosh, Miriam.
I think I knew that you were friends with him. Cause I think I was reading that book one time. Like when I was teaching a class that you were in or something that. And you were like, I know that guy.
He's really great. And now he's like all like Buddhist and, you know.
Don't tell him that I said he's a piece of shit. That's
I mean, but I don't think he meant piece of shit. I also won't tell him all the Polish jokes. I think what you meant was like, there's like a term of scumbag that doesn't mean like you're an asshole.
It's
like you're just living life, you're trying some shit, like you're not
he bears a lot in his writing. I know that of like
totally. And he's not into like propriety.
I have a question. The Russian bath co-ed, or did you go to separate baths?
They're co-ed. They're actually like, it's very, if you want to do like a fun, sexy thing, it's like very, very, very fun to go.
Okay. Like,
yeah. There are separate like,
because I go to Korean spas with my boys, and I wouldn't say that it's necessarily a fun, sexy time, but we have a good time.
No, they have separate hours, but it's kind of known as this, it's like small, you're kind of smushed together. It's like hot bodies. It's like a fun,
sexy time. Sexy.
It's a fun, sexy time. Yeah.
I get out of my car and there's a car accident and I run up to the car accident. Oh my God. Are you okay? Are you okay?
What happened?
Oh my God. I just saw it. You got T-boned. Look, you're going to be all right. Okay, pal. I'm going to get you to a Russian bath. You're going to be okay. Okay.
Go to what? A Russian. Oh, I think I might've broke my wrist.
Yeah. Well, I got you, pal. We're going to get you to that Russian bath and get this all cleaned up. Okay.
What's a Russian bath? I don't know.
Shush, you're in shock. Come on, pal. Let's go.
Hey, shouldn't I wait here and get exchange information or something?
I'm going to need his information. It's my fault. My T-boned him, but.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I think he should wait for an EMT, though. What if his arm's broken?
Well, we don't want to get into that before we get them all cleared out with a little Russian bath. You should probably come, too. Bring your baby. Let's go. Come on. We got to take everybody.
This is a bit unorthodox, but my baby could use a new experience. I'd be happy.
There we go. Let's go. Everybody get in.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. I'm the cop here. All right. Huh? So this is, there's some public damage here. So I need to get statements from everybody. Great. So what exactly took place here?
He needs a Russian bath. He needs a Russian bath. Look.
I would like to call my family. I hit my head on my steering wheel.
Talking about? He's making nonsense. Call his family, head on the steering wheel.
Look, I'm having a really bad day. I just need to make sure that this goes down well. And
okay, officer, if you're having a bad day, you're not going to want to do any paperwork without a little Russian bath first.
I think you should come with us.
She's got the spirit.
Am I going to feel better if I go?
Yeah. We'll all feel a lot better. Okay. Oh my God. We're wasting time.
Ew, it smells.
I push everybody into my car. All right. I'm going to turn the heat up and open these Tupperwares full of water. That'll simulate a Russian bath till I can get us there. Okay, heat's up.
I mean, I had a really bad day.
Nissan minivan is not big enough for all of us, but
that's the point. Get squished. Everybody, yeah, you're going to be fine, everyone. I'm fucking barreling through red lights. Don't worry. I got a lifetime membership with guest passes.
He hits another car.
Oh, shit. Hold on a second.
My baby. I hit my head on the steering wheel really hard and break my other wrist.
Oh, shit. Hold on a second. I just hit somebody. I got to get them in this Russian bath van with us.
I am in the worst mood.
I know. Look, officer, I'm so sorry, okay?
What the fuck, man? You just crushed my Beetle like an accordion.
I'm so sorry. Look, hop in the back. We're on our way to a Russian bath. It'll smooth things over.
A what?
A Russian bath.
Oh, is it? I heard of those like a Korean bath, but sexy.
I don't have time for this.
I'm in, man.
All right, good, great. And I push her in. Push him in. Shut the door. Stay alive, pal. Stay alive. I'm gonna get us there. I'm gonna save some time. I'm gonna put you in this towel.
No, like I am seriously PMSing. I know.
Look, I don't know what that's like. I'm not going to pretend to know, but I can tell you that a Russian bath is going to cure it. Okay. All right. I hear you. I do a perfect 360 and parallel park it right in front of the Russian bath.
My guy falls out of the window, hits his head on a fire hydrant.
You're going to be okay. Oh my God.
It's okay. I'll help drag you up these stairs into the Russian bath. I'll carry my baby in one arm and drag you with the other.
All right.
Keep it down.
Get them all inside. All right.
Can you call my work and tell them I'm not going to make it in today?
Yeah. Where do you work?
The World Trade Center.
I've got a real headache.
Okay, look, I'll call everybody's works and tell them they're not going to be able to come in today. Okay, we just got to
get you. You're like a bat superhero.
That's right. We just got to get you in that tub. You'll feel better.
We see that a cape unfurls off of Jake's back. It says RB on it.
Russian bath. No, not Arby's. It's a Russian bat. You get one of these if you got a lifetime membership. All right, everybody in. Get everybody in.
Okay.
Sexy in here.
There we go. Sexy. Let it air you out. Okay. How's my guy doing?
I've got two compound fractures.
I feel
okay. You're
better.
Doing okay. All right. The cop's doing better. The mom and the baby doing a little any better?
Josh's character starts throwing up incessantly because of the heat and his concussion. He starts projectile vomiting.
Yikes.
Oh my gosh, this poor guy.
Okay. All right.
This I want Arby's.
Damn it. I got to turn the heat up. It's not curing him. Crank the knob.
Hello. I work here at this Russian bath. I see you're all having a very sexy time. I overheard someone wanted some Arby's. I'm going to call Grubhub and have that delivered right away. Any special requests?
Well, I want a big Montana.
Okay. One big Montana and some curly fries.
Yes, please. Hey, pal, we're getting Arby's.
Oh, I'll take a... I'll take a chalupa and bloomin' onion.
Oh, those are two different establishments, but I'll see what I can do.
Call my dad and tell him I love him.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to call. Ma'am, detective, did you want anything?
Not for me. I'm still working on myself here.
And you look very sexy, might I say.
Ooh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay.
Don't forget about the angry guy who's beetle-like, crushed like an accordion.
Yeah, I want a big giant Diet Coke and extra sauce on my big Montana.
Oh, okay. All right. I like the cut of his jib. Beep, boop, beep, boop.
And I also work here, and I have a big stick that I hit you with very hard.
Oh,
it's a service that people pay, and it looks like this gentleman might want this stick. It's called Plexus. I hit you very hard on your back.
Yes.
Oh, very hard.
His wrist breaks again. It looks like a Z.
We cut to the next Monday at the World Trade Center. Hey, Josh. How was your weekend? Something different about you. You get a haircut or something?
You didn't notice I was missing last week?
Well, we're pretty busy around here.
I broke both my wrists. I had compound fractures in both my wrists. I got concussed so hard I forgot who I was for a little while.
No, that's not it.
Another coworker walks by. Ooh, salmon colored t-shirt. Josh, is that new?
This is an old shirt. This is salmon. An old shirt. No, I've always been a salmon guy. I did go to a Russian bath.
That's it. That's it.
No, it's not.
Sexy.
That's it. That's it.
We open on Biden's inauguration. We see there's the whole cast of characters watching it. See Bernie talking to some of the other senators sitting around.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Can I tell you something, Elizabeth? I'm a little high. I'm a little high. I got a little high at the pre-game. I pre-gamed. I got a little high, and I don't know. I just felt like I should tell you. I don't know. You feeling this at all? Or?
You know, look, it's not that professional of you with your mittens and your Vermont jacket and all, but look, I want you to feel comfortable.
Do I stand out? Do I look foolish?
No, you look like you're on the way to the post office, but look, Bernie, it's not for me to judge. I'm just here to support, you know, Joe and Jill, and they won fair and square, and I think we should just give it all of our attention now.
Okay. All right. I hear you. I hear you. All right. You think fair and square is how you'd categorize that?
Look, in my book, yes, that's how I would say it.
Okay.
That's all my right. vernacular. They won fair and square. And I'm pushing up my glasses to make my point.
Okay, I got it. I got it. Seems like they kind of cooked Super Tuesday, but okay. Now I don't want to rehash that.
I think we, as a country, it's best if we just move past that. And
Grubhub here, Grubhub delivery for Bernie Sanders.
Oh, that's me. I ordered Jack in the Box.
Okay, oh.
Grubhub, Jack in the Box. I don't like the labor practices, but they serve breakfast all day. Thank you. I got this from California. They'll do a lot for you.
Your breakfast sandwich does look really good, but I'm going to let you have it since he told me you were high. So I'm sure you've got the munchies right now, Bern.
I have the incredible munchies. Are you high? I think marijuana should be decriminalized.
You're entitled to think that, but I'm going to go with no. I'm not high. I'm here and I'm fully present and I'm mindful. I'm here to support Joe and Jill. I want to see this country move forward. They won fair and square.
Hey guys, Marianne back here. I am high. Marianne Williamson, I am high.
Hi, Marianne. Good to see you.
Thank you. And I also am not totally sure how I feel about the Super Tuesday situation. And I've been high this entire time. This whole time, all the speeches, also high. So, Bernie, I support you. I think it's gonna expand you, and it's gonna be really, really good for you. And here's also some Sufi poetry for you.
Some what poetry?
Sufi poetry.
Don't know what that is, but I will look at it.
It's very spiritual. It's gonna expand your mind. I support you. I support this, and not so much the Jack in the Box and the meat, but. I'm with you.
MedMen delivery. I got a vape pen for Marianne.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What a beautiful event. I love the poetry, especially.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a little distracting from the ceremony here. I
have fun. You were always a little uptight. Have some. Elizabeth Warren, have some.
I don't. Let me
enter into our sphere.
I
we didn't win, Elizabeth.
Against my better judgment, I'm going to unbutton my shirt and my cardigan a little bit under my suit here, and I'm going to take a little puff of your vape pen.
Hold on tight.
Take
to your
a puff, Elizabeth.
There.
Oh my! Well, I always did want to fit in with the cool kids, so today's my day, I guess.
Great. How do you feel about all that corporate money you took now?
I didn't want to enter into a political discussion. I'm here to support.
Not. Open your mind.
Well, I feel
fine about
it. You guys
like the music of Jack Johnson? If I would have won the presidency, I would have had Jack Johnson play my inauguration.
Bernie, you're really dipping into that California culture, aren't you, with the Jack Johnson and the mellow guitar music?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. I've gone from small Vermont mayor to enjoying the classic California stylings of Jack Johnson.
He pulls out a little jam box and turns it on. Scrolling through to find some Jack Johnson for everybody.
I think you should turn that down just a little bit.
I'm a title subscriber because I don't support the practices of Spotify and how they treat the artist.
Swinging around on a monkey bar, Curious George.
A lot of people sleep on the Curious George soundtrack. They think Jack Johnson's best stuff was in his first album, but the Curious George soundtrack, I think, is some of Jack's best work.
Man in a yellow hat, yellow hat, a yellow hat, man in a yellow hat.
Hi, I'm here with Luau's Express, and I have a pig on a spit that I'm delivering to Bernie Sanders.
Here you Whoopsies. Go. Sir. Might as well party. The pig on the spit.
The Mai Tai is going to cost you just a little bit extra, but I hope you enjoy your luau to go. Enjoy, Mr. Sanders.
Thank you very much, luau to go.
We see Garth Brooks on stage. And now, mend those fences. We're going to have a little welcome our next speaker, Bernie Sanders.
Oh, no. Did they call my name?
Wow.
I did. Bernie, it's time for you to get up there. Go ahead.
Is this my worst nightmare? Oh, did they call? I thought I was gonna be a bystander.
Bernie, just did Garth Brooks just call my name? Just be yourself. Be just however be you want to be. However you want to be.
Just be myself. Do you think they will? Okay.
Bernie, I love you.
I love you too, Marianne.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I love both of you in a very professional, platonic way. Good luck up there.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, here we go. Can I hit the vape before I go?
Oh, yeah.
clear my head. Good morning, America.
He takes the mic out of this stand and starts pacing back and forth. Like,
we see he has a hula skirt on, too.
He's still vaping.
It's time. America has made it. America has made it through the last 4 years successfully. And we will now trudge forward to our dank future. Danky-danky. 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 Danky. Sometimes when you say a word enough times, it loses all meaning. Sometimes the word already started without meaning. Danky, 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 danky.
All right. We're all old and bald, and we're honest about things in this book club. I'm happy that we're sharing our poetry with each other.
Yeah.
I'll go first with my poem. Okay. I am old. I am bald. The baldness sometimes overtakes the oldness, but always I am old and I am bald.
Mm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's a new nice one. Thank you.
That was good. Really nice.
Thank
good,
you.
Good, good. Snaps. Good.
Feels really good to share, you know, to be old mm-hmm. and bald with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to try to pretend I'm not those things. I've got a gut and I'm bald.
And old.
And old.
I'll go.
Oh, great. Beautiful.
Sometimes I don't know if I'm more bald than I am old or if I'm more old than I am bald. Mm. But every day I'm older and balder. And neither one is preventable.
Sing it, brother. Sing it.
Thank you.
Mm. True story.
Thank you.
Mm. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. I got one.
Can't wait for this.
Click, clack, go my heels on the sidewalk, Jack. I go down the city streets. Everyone's not looking at me. Old, bald, hot belly, heavy. No one cares to look at Chevy. That's my name. What's in a name? Oh, hey,
It's a store that sells toupees. Should I go in, change who I am, lose the gut, wear the toupee, get the Botox so I don't look my age? No.
Wow.
I'm bald, old, and I have a pot belly.
Oh, wow. Okay? Bringing it home. I mean,
that was pretty.
That was.
I was worried. It started off pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was a little worried. But
you dorked it real up by the end.
Yeah. You got real.
I dorked it up at the end.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, luckily, because the cool, again, I was also concerned.
It's very cool up top.
But then you came back to who you really are.
Was that autobiographical? You didn't really go in. You didn't really go into a toupee shop, did you?
You don't have to. I didn't ask you how you thought of your poem.
Okay, I just.
So what if I went to a toupee shop? What does that mean?
I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I mean, you gonna keep showing up here if you're wearing a toupee?
Listen,
what are you gonna reverse the aging process?
What are you gonna shave your treasure trail?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're gonna shave your treasure trail?
I didn't think that was
treasure trail.
Yeah.
You talking about the line of pubes from my belly to my dick?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. We know that that's growing thick.
Just squared.
Okay. I mean, am I going to shave? I wouldn't call it a treasure.
Why are you getting so cagey?
Okay, I waxed my treasure. I waxed my treasure trail over the weekend.
Oh my God.
Your lips look really thick. I think you did get Botox, Sam.
I got a lip injection, right? I got
fillers.
I got lip fillers.
Wait a
damn second. It, Sam.
At the beginning of that poem, you seemed cool. Are you becoming cool?
Yeah.
Is who becoming?
We're not cool. We're old and bald, and need not be said. We're not.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't feel safe.
Hey, come on. I'm just a doof dorcas like the rest of you guys.
I don't think so.
You're wearing a leather jacket, my friend.
Yeah.
This leather jacket? He snaps his jacket. A cigarette comes popping out, flips into his mouth. He clicks the Zippo and accidentally lights it. This leather jacket?
What the hell, man?
Whoa. I just like the bald. Hey, come on. I'm just trying to do some bald old man poetry. What up? What's wrong with that?
And who are these two foxy dames next to you? What's up with that?
Yeah, come to think of it, these foxy dames have been here the whole time.
Yeah, I'm a foxy dame.
He's the coolest.
Hey, he's so cool.
Dames, easy. I'm doing my bald poetry tonight. I said you could come if you kept it down a little bit.
You gonna take us to the baths later?
I'll take you wherever you like.
You said you'd take me somewhere I could wear my sequin dress.
Ooh. Oh my God, these dames. Every day with these dames. Can we go somewhere with our sequins dresses? Can we double team you? I'm a bald old fatty. I can't handle this type of stuff.
You're very cool. Yay.
I am not.
You're very cool.
So cool.
My belly's as smooth as a cue ball.
He lifts up his shirt and it's smooth like a baby's butt, and there's like a little shine. Ding!
What the hell?
The foxy dames didn't like the treasure.
I lift up my shirt and there's a puff of dust and a moth flies out. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for. You got a shiny belly.
I got a moth somewhere in there. Reaches down. Come on, where's the moth? Where's the moth?
The principal from your high school barges in. I'm even more bald and old than you, but I gotta tell you, we've retroactively decided that you are prom king. You're what the coolest the kid in school.
Who decided? You got the class?
All decided. All the teachers, all the class from class in 1954, we all decided.
This is bullshit. He's friends with his principal. The only other guy I know like that is Zach Morris. And he is cool. You're not going to be a part of this club anymore.
As the vice principal of Monterey High, here is your prom king crown.
How are you guys alive? I'm 94 years old.
Zach Morris bursts in. You are so cool. You are cooler than me. I'm going to let you talk, break the fourth wall. You are the coolest. And also, Kelly Kapowski's here.
Yeah. Will you take me to the Russian dance with my sexy dress?
Another foxy dame.
Get in line, sweetie. There's already two of us.
These women are going to fight over you? That's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
I'm a 93-year-old wax-bellied man who lost a train of thought in a toupee store.
Can we just get back to the poetry? I mean, this is
please.
Out of control.
Please, can we?
Okay, fine. Yeah, you're up, by the way.
All right. Yeah, let's hear some poetry.
Mm. They have to be quiet. They can't be interrupted.
Foxy Dames, principal, vice principal, Zach Morris, Kapowski.
Yay for the prom king. Yay for the prom king.
This is old.
Also, Joey from Full House. Cut it out.
Wait, what?
I didn't invite him. I don't know.
I'm just in the background. I'm also fat and bald now.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Bob Saget walks in an oversized brown suit and a skinny tie. Yeah, I'd really like to hear the rest of this poetry.
I would love to hear this poetry.
Josh, this never happened before. I know you think you're an old bald guy, but you've gotten incredibly cool and you've brought in the cast of multiple 90s cool TV shows and a bunch of Foxy Dames. I think you're a distraction to the bald, old bald fat club.
Yeah.
What?
It's like, are you even really actually bald and old?
I mean, I thought so.
I think bald and fat is a state of mind.
He like stands up on his little cane like Willy Wonka and like stumbles and then does a somersault roll and comes to his feet.
And starts dapping.
Dap, dap.
That makes you not look at you.
That is the coolest. You just said something was fire. That is the coolest.
Yeah.
All right. Two straggly hairs on the front of your forehead. Many hairs from your belly to your cock. Friends with your principal. Oh, hell. I can't be dealing with this anymore. It's time for me to... Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
That's me.
To go make love in the back of a Volkswagen Jetta. Peace.
I'm in.
We got to this. Josh also working at the World Trade Center. Hey, I don't know who you are, but you got to get out of Josh's office.
Hey, it's me, baby.
I don't think so. Josh is a bald, old 93-year-old with a thick, thick treasure trail.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, let's get back to the meat part of the podcast where a guest shares a true meaty story from their life. Erin, you're up. What would you like to talk about?
Okay, so mine is I was about 6 or 7, and context, my parents were kind of hippies, and so we had a VW microbus, and so we had driven from California to Alabama to see my aunt and uncle. They're not my blood aunt and uncle, but I call them that because they were there when I was born. And they live in Hoover, which is like near Birmingham. And so we had gone to see them, and I don't remember all of the details because it was so long ago, but on the way back, my aunt Linda, who has like a real thick accent and she's amazing. She's like made us a pecan pie, and being the Northern California people that we are, didn't think about the heat. So yeah, I think it was in the middle of summer. We're driving through Texas and my dad starts eating the pie. My mom tells me this part, but he got like super sick, like food poisoning, because the pie spoiled. It's not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing, but
it's kind of funny.
It is funny.
Pie as you're driving across America.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's kind of, yeah. Bye bye, Miss America. Bye. Anyway. So he's like super sacked out in the back seat. And usually on those trips, my dad would take the lion's share of the driving. So he would like drive the long distances. But he was sick. So my mom and I are in the front of the microbus, the teeny bus, as I called it. And again, a lot of this, I just remember flashes of, but my mom, she hears on the radio, like our little old school funky radio that gets like 4 channels or whatever, that there's a tornado coming. And they're like warning us, like, get off the road. Stay off the road. Sorry, I just had a Lord of the Rings flashback. But they're like, pull over, get into a ditch, and you need to stop wherever you are, right? And so the funny part about this is my mom's is known for having a lead foot. And so instead of pulling over, she decides to try to outrun the tornado. So it's kind of anticlimactic because we just drive through the night and we like outran it, but just like this is my mom, who I don't know, she's like driven through accidentally, but like my dad and his friends would tease her. She, you know, those gates at the airport, like the little arms that come down in the parking area or whatever, so way old school, right? It was wooden, the one where I grew up in Monterey. One time she just like drove straight through the arm because she was distracted. She's just kind of like one track mind when she's driving. So,
I've never heard that phrase lead foot. That means that you like drive quickly or
fast. Like she's a race car driver. Yeah. But yeah, go ahead, Josh. Sorry.
Well, it just means that you're like, it's heavy on the gas pedal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's funny too about it is that the stick shift in those buses is like 3 feet tall. It's like the size of like a Smurf or something. Mm-hmm. So you're going fast, but you're having to like shift.
Hold on. I think you and I disagree on the size of a Smurf.
Oh wait, are they 3 apples instead of 3 feet?
3 apples?
Yeah, I would say if I had three, I would go for 3. If I saw a 3 foot, I mean, if I saw a Smurf, I'd lose my mind. But if I saw a 3 foot Smurf, three apples, I think.
That's true.
It's also funny to use it as a non-existent thing.
Yeah.
Unit of measure.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, I think I'm remembering that wrong. Three
but
apples.
But I know what you mean. Right. Those like, tall stick shifts. Yeah.
Yeah, really tall.
And you're an only?
I am an only. Yeah, so... Yeah, that was the car I like learned to drive on. So,
oh wow,
an only the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we abbreviating that?
I guess I'm an only too, but I've never said it like that.
You both knew what I meant, so I think it's a pretty good abbreve.
All right. Breve.
I just Googled Smurfite. It's around 3 inches, says Google.
Oh!
How would you know that from the show?
How did I know that?
How would one know that from the show?
I feel because there's that big wizard guy with a dog that they're always running from.
Azrael.
Thank you.
The big wizard guy with the dog.
La, 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 la. I
don't think Smurfs has it figured out either. It expands here. Physically, a Smurf is usually no more than 3 apples tall. So you have something.
Jake was right, yeah.
Well, you said 3 apples.
I didn't know that was a unit of measurement either.
I corrected myself.
But you're correct. It says no more than 3 apples tall in human measure, probably around 3 inches. The 2011 movie records them as being 7.5 inches and has a pear-shaped body with an oval-shaped head. What the fuck am I? This is Smurfs Wiki.
Also, what are these apples that are 1 inch high?
Yeah.
I think that's the discrepancy, right?
Yeah.
Tiny little crab apples. That's what those are.
With a short, stubby tail?
Yeah, that's right.
I found the Smurfs to be so mesmerizing as a child. I think that was the show that I would just get so relaxed. It was like an opioid for me. I was like,
I think that was for a lot of people.
It was heroin. I don't know what the story is. I was just like, even think anything happened. It would just wash over me.
Not like those gummy bears. They're bouncing all over the fucking place.
Those are spastic, yeah.
Never watched gummy bears. The last thing I was going to say, go ahead.
No, you go.
The last thing I was going to say is that car is the one I learned to drive on. So with the stick shift, it was like my dad took me up this giant hill that was right by the house I grew up in and just like stopped in the middle of this hill, like a San Francisco like level of incline. And he's like, okay, get out. Like you're going to drive and you're going to like, and I was like, what? I like started crying. I'm like sweating. I think I was, I don't know, 15 or whatever. It wasn't the first time I'd driven, but the first time on a hill. And, you know, I'm like jerking around and then finally get up the hill. But it was like, it kind of traumatized me now that I'm thinking about it. I did learn, but.
Well, I was actually going to ask because you said your parents are hippies and it actually sort of surprised me because I don't think of you as a hippie.
Oh.
So is it that I just don't know that you are and that you have taken on some of that? Or is it that you sort of went the other way and it was like, I'm going to not be a hippie. I'm going to not be like unsafe with driving, et cetera.
Well, the name they wanted to name me was Leaf, like L-E-A-F, like a leaf. And then my dad was like, no, I want it to be Aaron. And my mom's like, because this is like way before it was cool to have a weird name. And my mom's like, that's for a boy. And he's like, no, I don't, I want a name that can't be made into a nickname. Because I got called Frankie and I hated it my whole life. So my mom's like, well, her middle name has to be girly then. So my middle name is like Melissa. And then at the hospital, they're like, so you had twins, you had Aaron and Melissa. My mom's like, no, I had one. And then in high school, like the Navy sent me letters and stuff. This is like, shows you how, you know, just goofy, like ingrained in us, all that gender stuff is. Yeah. So well, anyway.
Well, like, are you a hippie?
I do drive a Prius. I mean, I'm like, I consider myself an environmentalist. And my nickname in college was like Sierra Club. But I'm not as extreme as I used to be, but kind of like I'm super into nature, like the whole garden and nature thing is pretty, that vibe is there in me for sure. But I'm not like my dad was into, I don't know if I want to say this on the podcast, but yeah, my dad was like a hippie. Like he smoked weed and stuff. But like my mom was like, I was more of a flower child. I was more into like peace and love.
Except she was racing around like trying to outrun tornadoes.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you. I'll let her know that you felt the same as I did.
Do you remember being scared as a kid, like hearing on the radio, like, stop, get off the side of the road or something?
I remember feeling scared when it was happening. And I just remember my mom doing the same thing she did another time. She and I were driving through Idaho in a huge rainstorm with hail and stuff. She's like, we're just going to keep going. And I was like, I think we should pull over into that gas station, Mom. There's a roof. She's like, no, we need to just push through. It'll take longer if we stop now. She's very like, she's like Irish and like stubborn and like, mm-hmm. she's like, I'm doing this and no one's going to tell me. I'm like, okay. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. About your Irish kind of, that was rude. I'm Irish. Okay. So I guess we're even.
There you go.
Sweetheart, could you hand me my road pie?
Sure. This one's your road pie that I packed just especially for today. It's the pecan pie.
Pecan pie. Thank mm-hmm. you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Huh? Can't get on the road without the road pie. Yeah. Okay. Should,
well,
did you want to? Well, go. You go ahead.
I mean, my sister's expecting us around 1:30, so I think we should hit the road. Just fire on up that engine in this microbus.
Well, don't rush the process, please.
Oh.
Because.
I'm sorry.
Do we have any? Do we have any vanilla ice cream to go with the road? Some? Do we have any? Do we have any car cream?
Well, I always pack car cream in the glove box for you, sweetie. So there is. She opens the glove box and there's two cans of whipped cream on ice. Here's some whipped cream on your road pie.
Whipped cream?
And
no ice cream, though.
You're just a little picky pants, aren't you, today?
Well, how am I supposed to drive? Puts the pie down, gets out. I'm trying to have a road trip. We don't need a perfect pie to have my road trip.
He takes out one of those little pocket pies and starts eating it while he's angrily stomping around the yard.
Well, I guess I'll have a pocket pie. I knew I had to pack a pocket pie because I wasn't my road pies were going to be subpar. You just want to get to your sister's and that's it.
Chet, you're always putting down my attempts to make our road trips full of love and kindness. You know, I just get back in the car. I need to rush this process. She shoves him back and he shoves the road pie in his mouth so he doesn't lose it. She straps him into the front seat. I'm gonna start the bus.
This is a road.
Just here. She shoves the pie farther down. Don't choke, Chet. It's okay, honey. All right, here we go. First gear, second gear.
Is everything okay, Mom? Is everything okay?
Everything's fine, sweetie. Your dad's just a little upset because he didn't like my road pie today, but he had his pocket pie, so we're fine.
You see the bus is like herking and jerking.
Well, damn it. I thought I had mastered this stick shift, but apparently I haven't.
Mom, yes, Claire took my back seat pie.
Oh, fiddlesticks, Claire. Why did you take your sister's back seat pie? Oh. Claire, speak up.
Oh, I mean, there's a baker in the back seat. I just thought the baker could make more. Yes, I'm a baker, a pie. Who else wants a pie? I have all sorts of pies.
Baker, make sure you have your seatbelt on back there. I'm going to be going into fourth gear right now.
Okay, does the baker have a pie? I can't have a baker riding in the back with a baker pie.
Of course, I'm a baker. I've got a back seat pie.
My character makes a big U-turn to get on the freeway. Everybody leans to the side.
A bunch of pies hit the windows.
Oh, no.
We see cherry, rhubarb, apple, strawberry, lemon meringue.
Those are my prize pies.
He had rhubarb? I love sweet rhubarb.
We're getting on the freeway now.
I don't fuck around.
That's right. We had a baker come all the way from Positano, Italy, and he's in our back of our microbus in the way back where the dog usually sits, but there's a little pie oven
Back We're going to Aunt Jenny's for the weekend. Does he know that? How long do we have this guy?
Oh, I have him here for 2 weeks.
I'm in it for the long haul. Just don't make any Italian jokes.
They get on the 405. Fine. There's a ton of traffic.
Traffic jam pie.
Okay, coming up for the young boy.
Hey, Baker. You think you could make me a pie I could fuck?
Jesus Christ. We're all you're in the bus with your family.
Jason, we don't speak that way in the teeny bus. We don't speak that way.
I'm stupid.
If you want to say intercourse with a pie, that's different. Don't you say fuck one more time.
Fine. No, intercourse with a pie.
You're too young to be having intercourse pie. I'm having my intercourse pie. And I let you have just like you let a kid have a sip of beer. I let you put your little balls in the intercourse pie, and now you've got a weird taste for it. You can't be having that's not for you. You can't have an entire intercourse
Chet, pie. See what you did? I told you not to let him put his tiny balls in the intercourse pie. And look what you did. Look what you did, Chet.
It was a chocolate pie, first of all. So it was little balls, barely made an indentation. I didn't think it would even be that big of a deal.
Look, I may be Italian, but I know how to make an American pie.
Thank you, Baker.
Don't make my son a pie he can have sex with. Okay.
For the record, I asked to have sex with it, and Dad said you can put your balls in it if you like. And I said, why would I do that? He said, just put your balls in.
You shouldn't know how sex works. You're 8. For all you know, sex should be cream. Should be whipped cream on your balls.
All my friends have had sex with pies, and I have a goddamn baker in the back of my van, and I can't. They asked what it feels like to have sex with a pie, and I said, like a bag of sand.
What?
They knew I was lying. I said, sex with a pie was like a bag of sand.
Jason, honey, a bag of sand?
I was wrong because I haven't had sex with a pie.
You are too young to be having sex with a pie. Baker, I see you whipping up a little fuck pie for my son.
Of course. Italians know how to party.
Suddenly the traffic lightens up and she starts going really fast on the freeway and jerks everybody around. No more saying fuck in this van. Do you hear me? Jeff, Jason, hey. Claire, no more fuck pies. No. Especially getting on the I-10. Everybody, just shut up right now. Shut up. Don't make me come back there. Baker, you too.
We hear over the radio, you have to pull over into a ditch until this young man fucks the pie. You have to pull over until the ditch until the young man
I'm
fucks
not
the
pulling
pie.
Over into no ditch. I'm going to go straight through this fuck pie scenario.
This seems dangerous.
I'm going to need a new fuck pie because that hurt. All that stopping and going.
I know what I'm here for.
By the way, are the cops pulling us over?
What was that? No one's going to stop me. I'm not getting pulled over by nobody. We're getting to my sister's house on time if it's the last thing I do.
Hey, lady, you seem a little uptight. Do you need a fuck crawler? Because I can make you one.
You shut your dirty mouth. Off you don't say fuck to me. You shut your dirty mouth.
But you might
go back to Positano, Italy.
You
right
might
now.
Want to put the crawler up your pussy and then feel a little more relaxed. Here's the fuck crawler.
he, I guess, hands it to me and I have to hand it to my mom.
Oh, you know what you can do with your fuck crawler?
You know what you can do with the fuck crawler?
I'm going to eat it. I'm not putting it up my pussy. I'm going to eat it.
Okay,
Dad, get a hold of the situation.
Sorry, I'm in a daze. I came into that cherry pie hard.
My words appreciated.
It certainly is. I'm just smoking a cigarette and listening to Steely Dan.
Miriam, could you get in here for a second? I tasked you with drawing up the blueprints for our new building. I can't make heads or tails of this thing. You say that the beams need to be 3 centaurs long?
Exactly. Yeah. And the side beams are going to be 2 Pegasuses.
I don't know what the hell that means.
Well, it's a pretty standard unit of measurement.
They're fictional, mythical creatures.
Sure, but it's pretty known. I mean, there's also the doors will be hobbit-sized.
Well, that seems wrong. Even if those are standard, hobbits are short and stout.
I didn't say how many hobbits, you're just the hobbits.
Oh, when have you? Okay. Even if I wanted to take that walk with you to agree that Pegasus and mythical creatures are the same size, I've never seen hobbits stack. Okay, so let's just pick an
wow,
over.
Wow, you're really into reality.
I got to start somewhere. You want me to accept that hobbits
These are gorgeous blueprints.
I agree. They're very cool. I like that they're pop-ups. But
let's
I don't
take
appreciate
a break, and I'll tell you about my date last night.
What? No, that worked once. One time you got me distracted by telling me about
his
your date.
Dick was the size of a Smurf.
I'm listening. Wait.
It was the size of a Smurf.
Just give me inches.
Nope. Size of a Smurf. I'll let you figure it out.
I don't know. Unit. No, it isn't. Was it 3 apples long? Was it 3 inches long? Was it seven and a half with a little nub at the end like a tail?
It was exactly Papa Smurf.
I don't know what that means.
I was more specific.
I don't know if you were having a good time or not having a good time.
Oh, it was great.
So we're talking 3 apples.
We're talking Papa Smurf.
I guess he's slightly bigger than the other Smurfs.
Right.
I don't know how big that is.
So do you like this house I'm designing?
Yeah, I like it. Great. I just don't know how much of the materials to order. And that's going to be difficult when I go to the fucking hardware store.
I guess you just, I mean, was your childhood not fulfilling? Like, did you have an imagination as a child?
I did, but I still use standard units of measure.
And then there's also, you know, the unicorn windows.
That does not track for me at all. Are they like one of a kind or?
They are definitely one of a kind.
But are they shaped like a unicorn? Are they like just the horn of a unicorn?
It's the size.
Okay.
That's what I wrote.
I'm going to go to the hardware store and try and get this ordered.
Oh, that's who I had my date with last night.
The guy at the hardware store?
Papa Smurf.
I don't want to go talk to him.
Enjoy.
They cut to the hardware store. Hey, you work with... We have a mutual friend, yeah?
Yeah, Miriam.
Miriam, yeah. She's talked about me at all?
She did. I'm eyeing his crotch area. She did.
What'd she say?
She said she had a good time.
Specifically?
She said you were the size of a Smurf.
What? Smurf sized. What?
Papa Smurf.
What?
We see that Jake has a tape measure and he's slyly like unrolling it and sort of getting closer to Josh.
Get away from me. What are you here for? You trying to make some unicorn windows or what are you?
Yes.
Trying to make
thank God.
You trying to make
unicorn windows.
A Cyclops hidey hole? What are you making?
Yeah, I need a Cyclops hidey hole and I need a door that is 3 hobbits tall.
God, I don't
does
even know
that track for you.
Yeah, that all tracks. I just, I don't know why I'm even going forward with anything when I'm told I'm Smurf size.
Well,
she's telling people that I'm Smurf.
What unit of measure is that? I've heard they can be 7.5 inches with a little tail.
That's not a good comparison for my dick, even if that was it.
7.5 inches? That's
with a little tail? What's the tail?
I don't know.
A skin tag? Did she tell you about my skin tag?
No. I knew she should have come down here to do this. I don't want to know any more of it.
I got it. I'm very self-conscious about the skin tag on the left side of... it's three apples long for the...
That's pretty... That's great. You should be thrilled about that.
Yeah, maybe.
What kind of apples?
Crab apples.
Oh. Yeah, oh.
Ugh you. Ugh yourself.
All right. Can I just get the materials?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I really need to get back to the job site. Can you guys hurry up? I needed help from this manager also.
Okay. I'll be with you in a nightmare.
Okay. I'll wait here.
You know how long that is? A nightmare? They feel like forever.
Yeah, I know. We
how
got a lot of work.
How long is this going to take? No, I don't have all day.
You're building a whole fucking building and you came to a hardware store.
Just
what do you
tell
think it's going to take me all day? You should just be going through a contractor. Sorry, go ahead.
Just point me in the direction of the tiles and the kitchen appliances, okay?
The tiles in the kitchen appliances?
Mm-hmm. Please.
Okay. Yeah. Take 7 alligator hops to your left. And
alligators
then...
don't hop. Give me a standard unit of measure. She's going to get fucking lost.
I'm telling you where to go. I have a very bad sense of direction.
7 alligator hops to the left. And then it's just a dwarf's kiss to the right. And then you're... then...
gonna get in so much trouble from my my construction manager, so I'm gonna try to figure out the 7 alligators. She waddles down the aisle like an alligator on her belly 7 times, and then grabs some guy and kisses him. And it turns out he has a long beard anyway. This must be where I have to go.
The dwarf is to your left.
Oh,
just kissed an old man.
Oh, sorry.
What gives?
I'm going to kiss this other guy.
I'm Jonathan Ames. Thanks for the kiss.
You are bald and old, and I think you're really attractive. You're so sexy, sir.
Are you Kelly Kapowski?
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
I turned from a life in entertainment and television to a life in construction. I find it more satisfying.
Could you stop listening to them? I've got apparently a lot of work to do.
I'll be with you. And I will help you in 2 shakes of a fuck pie.
I don't know what that means.
It means pretty soon. It depends on who's driving.
Excuse me. I'm Bernie Sanders. Does anybody know where the weed is? Today is 420. What? I got a little lost.
Bernie, wow.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan.
Thank you so much. I really would like some marijuana.
Yeah, you're in a hardware store, Bernie.
Yeah.
He's out of line here. He's not making any sense.
It's my Smurf brain, you know? It's the size of a Smurf. That's a Jabor joke.
All right, that'll do it for this episode of The Meat Improv. Thank you so much for being on. That was a blast.
So fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. It was really fun.
I'll give you a chance to plug whatever you like now. So let's start with you, Aaron. What would you like to plug?
Okay, well, I'll start with my Instagram. So I'd love to connect with people there. So it's at A.M. Lichtansky, which is LichtanSki. And then I just started a new flower seed and gardening business, a garden gift business with my mom. And that handle for that is at home with Pam L. And we have like a YouTube, and our website is Maybell and Company Seeds and Such.com.
Cool. Well, I'm going to have to write all that down when I plug the show. That's awesome. That's really cool. Miriam?
Thanks.
I perform with Aaron on a team called Cosmo every Tuesday. twitch.tv/weimprov. And we go on at 9:05. And I also teach acting to kids.
like writing and a little improv, and we do a little stand up, and it's really, really fun. So if you are a child, you can get in touch with me and I will teach you acting.
And I hope you didn't hear the fuck pie segments if you're a child listening to this.
Yeah, it's ages 6 to like 14. So yeah, come on.
It's all children. Audience, that's our audience.
Jake? With Raffy. Go to twitch.tv/WeImprov to watch We Improv shows with Cosmo and The Meat and a bunch of other teams. And you can go to weimprov.net for workshops or script services, things like that.
Cool. I'm at Josh Simpson on everything. I do a YouTube video. I do a comedy video every week these days. Check that out. YouTube.com/Josh Simpson. The Meat is on all the social media platforms at The Meat Improv. We have our Patreon where we do a side episode called The Potatoes, talking about how improv works and all that stuff. That's patreon.com/TheMeatImprov. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. So stay fun. Safe out there, and we'll see you next time on
The Meat. The Meat
Improv.